Hello, everyone, and welcome into CrushTheStreet.com. I got a new guest on the line with us today. I mean, we're going to really be opting out of conventional wisdom today, like we always do, but maybe in some topics that we don't always cover here at Crush the Street. We're going to be, you know, discussing vaccines. Maybe we'll throw in some aliens and just really things that we're not being told by the mainstream media. And you know, I have Jordan Sather on the line of Destroying the Illusion. He's doing his part to assist in the great awakening of humanity. And he's amassed hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views for his content. My goodness, he's really blown up, gone viral with what he's doing. And it's really an honor to have him on the show with me today. So Jordan, thanks so much for coming on Crush the Street and taking your time to be with us.
Yeah, absolutely, my friend. And I like that. Vaccines, aliens, pretty much anything that's controversial or make people feel weird or upset, we can get into, most definitely.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I think about it, you know, in this matrix we live in, this world we live in, what's normal, what's acceptable, and then things that we're not supposed to think. I mean, why is it like that? Why is the world the way it is, where we have to be so mainstream in the way we think all the time?
Gosh, it's the perception matrix that's been created for us as a society by our, whatever you want to call them, our social engineers, the deep state, the cabal, what have you. But they have turned this planet, it's not just country, but this planet really, into a particular environment where they thrive and we don't. And there's so much out there, my gosh, so many different topics you could wake up and go through and go into different rabbit holes that you can start figuring out some deep truths about, some truths that they suppress. You start to figure out how much mis and disinformation that's put out there through our media and education institutions. And it's a long journey. It's an incredibly long journey going through and just remembering who we are and what's really out there and what sort of society we really live in.
So Jordan, you know, with all the research that you've done and everything you've looked into, what is the goal for the control, the misinformation, you know, all of these things that are being hidden from the mainstream and kind of everyone just going down a certain path? What is the purpose of that? Is there a goal that you identified?
The goal being the goal for us or the goal for them?
The goal for them, and our purpose, I would say.
Their goal is to essentially manage us in any way they can. Of course, there's a 1% and there's a 99%. And I don't think people out there can really deny that. And they try to amass as much money as they can because money brings power. And then it's not just a physical warfare that's going on, but it's almost an energetic. It's almost there's a metaphysical warfare as well, because it's truly an information warfare. I mean, if we're going to free ourselves physically and you know, figure out the true technologies that are out there and the true healthcare technologies and how to take care of ourselves, I mean, it's just a mental game. It comes down to educating ourselves. So that's why, when it comes down to it, media and education, you know, what we learn, what we pass along through our culture is pivotal to relearn. It's truly about relearning.
So really what you're saying is it's the benefit of the 1%, ultra 1%, at the expense of the 99%. I mean, if we can just simplify it down to its most basic, you know, from what we hear from the media, the pharmaceutical system, the political system, you know, everything, our educational system.
Yeah, it just comes down to purely a service to self, egocentric attitude. I mean, whichever industry you get into, whether it's the pharmaceutical industry where you have scientists more than happy to take the payoff to fudge a study, or whether it's the media, you have a journalist that's more than happy to take some money, or in the political spectrum, you have all this blackmailing that's going on because, you know, creates this black hole where sick people just kind of get funneled into it. And it's a, you know, revolving door aspect to it. It's this darkness that's infiltrated our society and many of us individually too. And we're resolving traumas individually and trying to learn how to make good choices in our own lives. But, you know, in this world of 6 billion people, there's a lot going on, and there is some sick folk out there that have names and addresses who walk along this planet right now, and they have a lot of power. And, you know, it's up to us to educate our fellow man and rid these people from society, bring justice.
So, Jordan, let's jump in maybe at a high level, or, you know, the main bullet points. I want to talk about vaccines here, a topic close to my heart, actually, because, you know, I have some young kids, 5, 3-year-old and a 6-month-old. And of course, you know, as parents, you know, it's always, and I'll say this from experience, before they were born, it's very easy to just get up and say, oh my God, I would never trust these, the hospital system or the pharmaceutical companies. But then when you're looking at your child, you're like, well, you know, I just want what's best for them. And with all the information that's out there, it's very difficult to make decisions as a parent, because you don't want to hurt them one way or another. You know, it's not like this binary situation where, you know, if they get the vaccine and they get injured, that's positive. Or if they go out into the world and they get some sort of malaria or disease, that's positive either. It's not binary. It's not good or bad, or it's just, hey, what's best for my child? And man, you know, you just see this, the misinformation on YouTube. If you look, you put vaccines in the title of your video, they got this disclaimer with a link to, you know, what they want you to read about
Wikipedia. So they put these little Wikipedia cards under the video.
I know. And same thing with climate change and all these different things. So,
and the vaccine topic is so polarizing, so controversial, because it's so rooted in fear. And that's how these elites spread their propaganda and manage society so easily, is through this fear-based conditioning. And it when it comes down to the children, of course, gosh, that's everybody has got a kid or a nephew or some sort of child around them in their lives, and it becomes about perpetuating the species. So of course people are going to be extremely touchy with it and emotional, and it comes down to educating yourself with the information and taking that emotional bias out of it. And when you truly get down to the information about vaccines, and then of course the big pharma system above it, it's almost 180 degrees. You know, I often call this backwards world, because it's completely different than what they often promote in their mass media and the co-opted medical institutions. So just boil it down to brass tacks, you know, simplify it. Is injecting these particular ingredients, research the specific ingredients, you know, ask your doctor for a vaccine insert, see if they can even find it in their office. Is injecting these particular ingredients directly into our blood a natural means of enhancing our immunity? Do they actually improve our immunity? And what sort of science is out there, honest science, because we have to take a look at the science itself. A lot of science is not actual science. It's just fudge studies. You ever taken a statistics class in college or high school? Man, it's so easy to just remove a couple outliers and make it say whatever you want it to say in the standard deviations. But, you know, it's coming down to realizing how much mis and disinformation is out there and bringing the common sense logic back into the picture, asking these basic questions. And then when you go through the information, continue asking these basic questions. No, I mean, injecting these aluminum particles and these mercuries and these polysorbate 80s and these viral tissues made from human diploid cells, you know, aborted fetal tissue. What the heck are they using those for virus cultures for? Why are they injecting these egg proteins and peanut oils into us? And then more basic questions. Wow, why do we have this rise in peanut allergies, egg allergies everywhere? Oh my gosh, what's going on here? And gosh, autism, don't you dare mention autism. Oh, you're a crazy coony kook now. But wow, you know, heavy metals directly into the blood. That's not supposed to happen. That goes right to your nervous system, doesn't it? Especially the aluminums. You know, they say, oh, mercury has been taken out of the vaccine. Sure, but what about these aluminum adjuvants that are added in there? And not just that, but then of course they try to make you think that we'll be sick and diseased without these vaccines. There's a massive deprogramming that we have to do with ourselves. When you look at these outbreaks these days of whooping cough and measles, mumps that are happening around the country, you know, we might get an outbreak in a school district or have a few hundred people here or there. Recently, there was a Navy warship that was out in the Persian or the Mediterranean that had a mumps outbreak, and it couldn't dock. It had to circle around for a couple of months because this mumps outbreak kept going on around the ship. Well, you think, that's the military, that's the Navy. They're 100% vaccinated. Shoot, they're like 150% vaccinated in the military. How are outbreaks still occurring for these 100% vaccinated outbreaks? Same thing, there was a whooping cough outbreak in an LA school district and many others around the country. So basic logic, like, wow, well, herd immunity must be bullshit then. What is this germ theory? You know, so we can talk about this on, and there's a lot of science out there to back up these sorts of alternative ideas. And there's a lot of people that are doing great work, like Vax2. I have to mention Vax2 here, documentary that just released, I think, a few days ago. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll find it on a platform very soon to watch it. And that's the sequel to the Vax documentary that went around a few years ago and just got censored from the Tribeca, and everybody had a fit about, because It's extremely exposing to Big Pharma's agenda, Big Pharma's $1 trillion+ per year industry. Like, my gosh, you think the defense industry jacks up the prices on things when they charge $40,000 for a toilet seat? No, like, what, 50 cent saline bag Pharma will charge you $800 on. So there's so much out there. But
so,
no,
Jordan, let me jump in there.
Into it.
And I'm in agreement with you, and but let me try to play the other side. And if you would, I appreciate what you said there. You know, you brought up like specific things, like, hey, they're putting this in the vaccine. But if you have anything else too that supports factually or just kind of creates the question, like, hey, you know, there's really, you know, when you stack up the odds here, there's a real reason to be concerned about vaccines. Anything else you might have, you know, I'd love to hear it. But I'll preface it with this. You know, you hear some of these stories about poor countries where kids are, you know, lining up for vaccines because of rampant diseases, maybe malaria.
Or is it because of Bill Gates?
Okay, so I'll let you respond to that. But, you know, and I'll say this, you know, here in the U.S. or in Western countries, you know, we don't necessarily have rampant diseases going on. So maybe it's easier for us to question the validity of a vaccine, whereas maybe if you go somewhere else in the world where people really are dying and suffering and being killed off or what have you by diseases, maybe you'd feel differently about it. I mean, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, totally. No, great way to play devil's advocate. That's how conversations get rolling. So are these vaccine programs because these people are sick and dying from diseases, or is it because of Bill Gates and these massive UN programs just trying to make us think that? But when you boil it down, number one, when you think of these situations in third world countries, okay, yes, there's a lot of diseases going around, but I'll ask you this question then. Is it because they're not vaccinated, or is it because they just simply don't have proper nutrition and proper sanitation and these basic things that we, you know, need for our health, our overall general health, to have a strong functioning immune system? Is it because they don't have that, or they don't have the vaccine? And I'm definitely going to go with because they just don't have the basic nutrition. You know, this point that we can talk about a specific point in history here. They often tell us that these vaccines reduced all these degenerate or these infectious diseases in America here in the 1950s and 60s. Polio vaccine, the MMR, and whooping cough, all these vaccines reduce the diseases. But when you actually look at the dates and whatnot, these vaccines were introduced after the disease had already declined in the mid-1900s by like 90%. And then they introduced the polio and the whooping cough vaccine. And, you know, of course, the textbooks are very easy to write and make it sort of look like correlation equals causation, but by their own standards, you know, is correlation causation there? Or in the middle 1900s, was it the fact that, well, shoot, look at the technological advances that were happening in our society to help us have stronger immune systems? We had a highway system built across this country that could transport food incredibly faster. People were eating a lot more balanced diets. We had refrigeration systems that were able to keep food fresher. We had, gosh, mass indoor plumbing, you know, that was able to take our feces away from us and make our environment far more cleaner. We didn't have to throw it out back anymore. So all these things, all these variables, I mean, it's not a black and white world. We have so many different variables to these different situations. They need to be given a serious look at when analyzing the situation and the causes and effects of which. So yeah, I mean, there's that devil's advocate we can play. And then I would say a third world country would, you know, what could we do with the amount of money that we put into vaccines, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, if we just put that into organic, sustainable agriculture and hemp farming and these sorts of things, you know, and getting education for people to know how to eat and move and breathe properly to have a strong immune system, whereby these and that will actually bring us truly true progress, because then the autism that's 1 in 32 now, that was 1 in 10,000 just 40 years ago before all these vaccines, there's another statistic, it's 1 in 30 got in some places in young boys, that would just vanish, you know. But there's a lot we could do as a society. There's a lot we could do society with all these changes occurring, and it's fantastic that people are starting to wake up to these things like vaccines and all else. And then we're gonna have some work to do in coming years.
Yeah. Okay, Jordan, let's take a left turn here and let's jump right into aliens. What do you think?
we don't need a turn, it's something we don't really talk about
all the time, and you know, it's not something that we're you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, we live in such a speck of sand in the universe. I mean, my goodness, you know, just millions and billions of light years of space, and billions of galaxies with billions of stars in each galaxy. And just, you know, I love getting into that just because it really goes to show how small and insignificant where we are at our exact location in the world is. I mean, we look around us and we see something that's very familiar, but I mean, we're just constantly floating deeper and deeper into the abyss of space when you really consider where we are in, you know, this galactic, you know, address, if you will. So, anyways, I don't have a lot of research that I've done on aliens, but I'm definitely open to the idea of it, considering just the odds of how big the universe is. It's just the simple as that. What are your thoughts on this?
Totally. And much like you said, if you consider the vastness of space, as long as you don't listen to the flat earthers who think space is fake, you start to see that, yes, we are here. And if life has formed on this planet, there's water on this planet. There's actually water on pretty much every planet that there is out there and throughout our solar system and galaxy. And then we have these stars all rotating around each other. It's just logical common sense, again, that life has formed elsewhere as well. And the progression of consciousness is a fundamental dynamic of this universe, this cosmos. And then if you begin to take the time and effort to research the vast amount of information that's out there about ancient civilizations, about space, about UFOs, about this sort of research, extraterrestrial contact, it is the most confusing area of research, no doubt, that there is out there. And there's so much fake stuff, so much clickbait. A lot of people that are out there as prominent people in the field that are probably very controlled at deep levels by rogue intelligence agency or government in some way. So it's one of the most important topics of research, but almost also one of the most polarizing, because it touches on literally everything. It'll bring up the beliefs, it'll you know, trigger or push the envelope of people's belief systems, whether it comes to religion, because you can go down it's an existential question, you know, of who we are and our place here. And we can just go through we can check the box on some basic questions here. Do I think extraterrestrials exist? Absolutely. then the question is, you know, what are they like? Are they beings just like us, or are they more advanced in some way? And I think it's sort of a yes to both of those questions. They've obviously, if they figured out how to get here, they've answered the basic question of propulsion, how to get here from a distant place, and also not just a distant place in space, but also potentially a distant place in time. And they have different, and they figured out, of course, the natural laws or different spiritual understandings that we're still learning the basics of the basics of here on Earth. And you know, there's all sorts of evidence out there to show that extraterrestrials have already been here. There's videos everywhere. There's crop circles. There's ancient ruins that are found on so many different moons and planets of our solar system and our own planet. There's pyramids everywhere on our planet. There's not just the pyramids in South America and Egypt, but there's pyramids on every single continent, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands even, that have just been lost to the history books. And we got to remember, you know, the same people that write the medical books, they write our history books, they write our physics books. So it's very easily for them to manipulate the perceptions of society to hide this sort of stuff.
Yeah, let me jump in right there. So what would you say is the purpose of hiding information about extraterrestrials? What's the goal or motive behind that?
First of all, it would destroy their control systems, their main control systems of both science and I would say religion/spirituality. So for thousands of years, they've pitted religion versus science to divide and conquer us. And there's a lot of contorting of information in both of those spectrums that they've done to keep us divided and off path. And if they disclose the extraterrestrial presence, we can first look at the science domain. Number one, again, we're talking about answering propulsion. And when you get down into researching anti-gravity, otherwise known as electrogravitics, is a more technical term for it, and zero-point energy technologies, torsion technologies, really, you find how suppressed they've been in our society over the last 100 years, how patents have been fraudulently denied, or patents have been classified if they've been accepted. You find how free energy researchers have been silenced, and the military intelligence industrial complex has kept the sciences so secret. All the reverse engineered extraterrestrial technologies from any UFO crashes that have made happen in the last century. And science would just be destroyed. Everything we thought we knew about physics and what's possible. And, you know, it would ruin multi-trillions dollars a year industries, especially the fossil fuel industry. I mean, big oil, gone, there's that. And then on the spiritual, religious side of things, if people started waking up and realizing the fact that, wow, we have these pineal glands, and this DNA, and these abilities of our consciousness, what is remote viewing? What is telepathy? How do we do these sorts of things? And not just that, but what about the existential questions, the afterlife and reincarnation? Like there's been a lot of ideas that have been sanitized out of religious works because it would, again, you know, if people weren't so scared of death and so in that sort of childish idea of reward punishment system, you know, if they were starting to see things differently, it would end control systems. So it's a huge topic. I love going vaccines to UFOs and aliens and all sorts of different things, because these are the most important questions of our day here. Why we're talking about
it is crazy to think about. You know, and I think for many of us, it's hard to put ourselves in a mindset that there's another species out there that is more advanced than humans, because we look around and see humans as the most conscious and aware and self-aware and whatnot. And then, you know, to this thought that aliens are out there, we assume that they're just some sort of subspecies, but in reality, they could be a billion years more advanced than the human race, right? I mean, that's the whole thing that you're talking about, and it's a different paradigm of where.
And on the mainstream side of things, with the mainstream thinking, they love to groom our egos often with their propaganda and what they give us. So, you know, our doctors are the smartest doctors in the world, and our physicists are the smartest physicists in the world, and this guy over here from this institute he came up with these equations or whatever that predicts alien life, and all we're finding are these microbes out there. It's like, oh God, they toy with us and make us think that what they have is the latest and greatest. But anyway, on the alternative side of things, in that sort of thinking, then you ask the question of, oh, if ETs are more advanced, you know, then why haven't necessarily they initiated open contact, and what are they like? And a lot of people get sort of divided here, and they think ETs would be only physical or only interdimensional. You hear that thrown around quite a bit. Oh, they're only interdimensional beings. But again, black and white, what if they're both? What if they can assume physical form, but, you know, maybe live on a different density of energy around us, and sometimes can be interdimensional by that line of thinking? What if we ourselves are interdimensional beings too? You know, obviously we are. We have this physical body, but then we have a mental structure and this consciousness and subconsciousness that can connect into the collective unconsciousness. So it's, you know, again, this topic, why it's so suppressed and ridiculed and contorted in society is because it answers very, very deep questions. And one last thing, I don't know if you want to keep talking about this or shift onto a different topic, but can I mention one last thing?
One last thing. I hate to do this, but we're right at the end of our time here.
Oh, well, I'm just going to throw
one more
out
thing
there real quick.
No problem.
We're seeing all this UFO stuff in the mainstream media right now that we've never seen before, and it's all been happening for exactly about 2 years now. And it's sucking a lot of people in. You know, people are, they're saying, oh, you know, these seemingly official stories, did the DOD release these videos, or what's this academy that is doing work with the government is trying to build this anti-gravity device and has these metals, they say it's from a UFO. Anyway, just ask the question, why now? These are things that could have been done 60 years ago, truly. Why now? And you look at the political dynamic and the dynamic, the shadow civil war that's basically going on within competing intelligence agencies in America. There's a lot more than it seems to these UFO disclosures that are being allowed to come out right now. They're being allowed to come out. So just be cautious as we go through these times at who
Jordan,
is real and who's not out there.
People are going to be mad at me for cutting this interview short. There's just so much incredible wisdom coming from you, and I greatly appreciate it. But we're just out of time, and I have to go.
We'll do this again. No problem.
Absolutely. I really did enjoy this. If people want to learn more about you and your website, please let them know where they can go and what they can expect to find.
Totally. JordanSather.com and Destroying the Illusion on YouTube.
Thank you so much, Jordan. Really appreciate your time.
Totally. Take care.